Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Eric?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Eric. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. Happy Thursday. We're almost there, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Not that we're
Yeah.
counting.
Right. Yeah.
I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Yeah, no, I think other than pricing, I was just, yeah, I was pretty clear on what she was saying.
Excellent. Yeah, she does a really good job explaining it. So thank you for the feedback there. And the nice thing regarding the pricing is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is within the exclusivity. The position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we would block out the entire category, meaning that we can't work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to HB Development, So
Yeah.
since you already have a website and you have somewhat of an internet presence, I can actually put you into our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction of our regular rate, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that would include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
So that's a different search result altogether. So what will happen is once we program HB Development into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted, from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it looks like you already have a business Facebook set up. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, excellent. So the reason I ask is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if there's any potential clients that are searching for your services, that next time they go onto their news feed, there will be an ad for HB Development coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which is going to give you the ability to see, how many new clients you've received from Google, how many you received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. And,
Right.
being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, possibly. So what I'm looking at the I'm on Google right now. So what keywords would my company be linked to, I guess? Like if somebody typed in what, I would pop up.
So usually it would be building construction, new construction, you know, new home build, different variations. Now, do you do single family homes or is it all within a community or how does that work?
Yeah, no, I would do, yeah, single family homes, custom homes. I'll do kind of like major remodels or rebuilds as well. So that's kind of why I was curious what categories, you know, like what somebody would need to be typing in to come across my company, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So all of that would be included within the keywords. So just to let you know, the main category obviously is development, new construction. But if you also do some major renovations, when my technician calls you to go over the client interview, they would include, you know, renovations, remodels, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, basement remodel, any of the different expertises that you have. If you want to capitalize on that type of work, we would build those into your keywords as well. Okay. And then as you do your tracking, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, you also have the ability to switch those out through our account management team here. So any revisions that you make down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
All right. And mm-hmm. then, so how is it linked to my website or how does it populate this or how does it, like, where do you put these keywords? Is that just in my, what's the term here I'm looking for? My search engine, SEO. Is it in my SEO and my website, or is it like a whole different function, I guess?
So we don't touch your website in any way, shape, or form, but what we would do is attach it to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. So the keywords would be programmed in to your off-site SEO services, which is tied into the actual listings. So let's say somebody okay. puts in developer near me into Google. As soon as they hit enter, they'll see the companies that come up right next to the map. And at first glance, HB Development, you would have your website link, your phone numbers up there on a click-to-call feature. Reviews are visible as they start coming in. And we have the ability to spoof up the content on the Google Business page by entering, you know, pictures, before and after photos, at logo, anything that you feel would help, you know, add credibility to you. So that will help you with conversion, right? So obviously we specialize in the exposure, you know, making sure that HB Development appears in front of a potential client at the time they need you, that Google calls that a micro moment, right? But then once they see you, we want to make sure that they also have that comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And that's how we do that with all the extra content.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the name of your company?
We're localsplash.com. Let me send you a link to our pricing page. Don't fall off your chair when you see this because you need the platinum package. The platinum package sells on our website for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. Okay. The reason I have better pricing is that this position just became available and we're filling it today. Plus, I'm applying some sizable discounts for you because you already have somewhat of an internet presence, including your website. Suggestion for your website and your Facebook page, did you build those yourself or did you hire someone to build them?
I did it myself, so yeah.
Good for you. Wow. You know what? It's funny because a lot of business owners don't have time to tinker around with that. So you did an excellent job. My suggestion, since you're the one that built it, is go in there somewhere and put your phone number, you know, at a spot where they can see it at the top of the page. Because sometimes, you know, we're in that instant gratification type of a world. If somebody clicks on your site and they have to scroll around and go to different tabs in order to find or even sometimes go to the bottom, sometimes they, you know, get frustrated and they click to the next guy. And the same thing with the Facebook page. I noticed that the phone number is not displayed on there. So try to add, you know, the link to the phone number and your link to your site on the Facebook. If you wanted to, we could do that for you in addition to running the Facebook ads, because we'll have you add us as a manager to the Facebook so that we could run the ads. So I could tell my, you know, Facebook department to, you know, kind of add the link and the phone number on there as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and the nice thing about it is because it's a month-to-month program, I think if you calculate it out, it comes to like, what, $9 a day to increase your business. And because there's no contract, it's fully cancelable at any time. Now, I know that you'll never cancel because nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you wouldn't either. But also, as a business owner, it has to be comforting to know that you have that option. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so at any time, I could just say, well, yeah, this isn't doing anything. I haven't even – there's a way I can track, like, web – hey, or like basically everybody who visits or whatever clicks on my, when they Google it and they click on it, every time that happens, I can track that?
Absolutely. Google tracks what's called an impression and what's called an action. So let's say somebody puts in custom home build near me, and you come up on the first page amongst a couple of other companies, and let's say they never call you, but they did see you up there, Google will track that as an impression because you came up on the first page. The second thing right. Google will track is the second step that that person took to contact you. So they'll track whether they did a click to call you, a click to your website, or clicks for driving directions. A lot of, you know, custom home builders, you know, are home-based businesses. So if that's the case, we wouldn't publish the address and you wouldn't have a need for click for driving directions. But if it is an actual, you know, brick and mortar business, then you can have the click for driving directions on there too. So Google will track right. those second steps that the people took to contact you. And then the same thing with the Facebook ads. You'll see the impressions, and then you'll see how many clicks you got and the demographics of where those ads are working successfully for you.
Yeah. And how many keywords can you utilize? You know, like, because, again, like you're saying, somebody may type in custom home builder,
mm-hmm.
but somebody else may just say, like, you know, residential builder or something similar, or, you know, remodel company or whatever they, yeah. how many keywords can you utilize?
So the answer to that is you can have as many as you want. I've had people before ask me, you know, oh, can I have 150 keywords? And the answer is yes, but you have to be careful that there's nothing conflicting in there. So anything along the lines of custom home build, residential build, commercial remodel, renovation, all of that is within the same category of development. So you don't have to worry about any of that conflicting. But what I mean by that is we had a guy once that he was, you know, a plumber, and he specialized in plumbing and water heaters and leaky faucets and piping and things like that. And as we were setting him up, he said, you know, I also do a little bit of painting, and I also do a little bit of car detailing. Can I add those keywords? Well, you can, but it would be a horrible idea, because when somebody right. types in plumber near me, the minute they hit enter, Google sends out millions and millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being found, right? And for a scenario like that, if he is a painter or a plumber, and he also has keywords promoting painting and auto detailing, Google doesn't know what he specializes in, and they bypass him, and Google will recommend a different company in lieu of him, right? So that's why we're very careful when we do the keyword programming. If there is anything that you'd like that becomes conflicting, our technicians would let you know about it before, you know, it goes live. They would say, hey, we recommend that you eliminate this keyword because it could become, you know, a potential problem. But everything that you and I discussed as far as, you know, the renovations and the new build, none of that would hurt you.
Okay. All right, mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, it encompasses the same category for sure.
Okay. And then, so yeah, what, if I want to do it, what's the process, I guess?
So I would just secure the position and block out the category and take the payment for you now. And then I would create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow. And that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So it's a pretty seamless process. You already have a Google Business page, so you'll get an automated email that says, photos needed for Google verification. You probably don't have to do that step because you already have the verified Google listing. So I would send you a second email that says important, please add us to your Google Business profile. And that's where you go in and you just add Local Splash as a manager. And that way we can go in and start optimizing it right away to show on the first page.
All right.
You did the Google Business page yourself too?
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm just kind of winging half of this stuff, so
excellent.
It's probably not even effective, but.
Well, it's not that you're winging it. Every business gets a free Google Business profile, and you can do that yourself. You don't have to hire someone to, but it becomes buried out there among pages and pages of developers. No one can ever find it unless it gets exposure, right? And that's where we come
right.
in. We'll optimize it to show in a spotlight position on the first page, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where that high revenue is generated.
Yeah, okay. And so, yeah, if I, like you're saying, I can do this for 1 month, and if I decide, or what, no, I wouldn't do it for 1 month. I'm just using it as an example, though. But I could do it for 2 or 3 months, and if I decide – I don't think it's really doing anything, I can cancel it, and then I just kind of drop off the list, or how does that work?
Great question. So if you ever were to cancel, worst case scenario is you will have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we create for you, you'll always have that for your business. So in addition to what you have, you'd have, you know, some more popular directories. You'd be programmed into the mobile platform coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Naturally, if you canceled, you wouldn't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for, but you're still going to have that stronger internet presence. So it's not like
right.
somebody would say, oh, Eric just canceled, and then we hit a button and we delete you from everything. We allow you to keep
yeah.
that presence that we built up for you, and it doesn't even happen automatically. Sometimes people are ranking on the first page, and if they discontinue service, they eventually come off the first page, but it doesn't happen instantaneously because Google
right.
changes the algorithms daily. So when you have our services, I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our services, there's a team of technicians here that's constantly, every time a new revision comes in, they're updating your information, refreshing your data. That's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. So when that type of programming stops, then eventually it does start sliding. But again, it doesn't happen instantaneously.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, do you have, I guess, yeah, like you said, you could take the payment, but is there like a form that I need to go through or anything, or how does this all work, I guess?
No form, but what I would do is send you an email that says terms and conditions, and that would
mm-hmm.
show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum package, but you're only paying $2.99 monthly, and then you would go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that's what would grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up. But as far as the interview questions, our technicians would go over that with you over the phone. You don't have to go through that form or not.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I'd probably do it. Like I'm saying, if you want to email that over to me so I can look at it, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Okay. What's your email address?
Yeah, it's Eric, so E-R-I-C dot. Mm-hmm. Helwig, H-E-L-W-I-G, at outlook.com.
What does HB stand for?
Well, it started off as something different, actually, but now it's just kind of like home building development, essentially.
Oh, cool. Okay. I was wondering, because some people, they'd have like EL development because you're Eric Lowig, you know? That's why I'm like, where did the HB come from? That's cool, home building development. Okay. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through this main number?
Everything would just go through this.
Perfect. Okay. That makes it easy. And then is the business officially in Littleton, or is it in, because I saw the zip code pulled up two different areas. Let me see what the other area was. It was Littleton or it was Centennial.
I would use Littleton as the business address.
Okay. Let me fix that. Littleton. And it's 80121?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, perfect. Do you want that published or do you want it hidden?
Does it have to, like, have a actual street address, or is it just the, like that, Littleton 80121?
There's the street address if it's published, but if it's a home-based business, you would just show up as HB Development LLC, Littleton, Colorado, and the zip code. They would block out. But the way you have it right now is the address is published. That's why I wanted to ask you. We can go in and fix that for you, obviously, if you want it just to show Littleton.
Yeah, I would just have it show Littleton. Because, yeah,
okay.
It is a home-based business. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like it better that way, too, because sometimes when people have their address published, it skews the results numbers because, you know, I had this guy the other day. He had, like, you know, 83 clicks to his website, 90 clicks for driving directions, 114 clicks to call him. But he was a home-based business where that clicks for driving directions was kind of skewing his numbers because there's no reason for people to be clicking for driving directions because he was going out to them, you know. He was a service-based industry. So, you know, once we hide the address, then it doesn't skew the numbers as much. You get more accurate results as far as your clicks to your site and clicks to call you, you know, because why have clicks for driving directions? It might look good on paper, but if it's not applicable and you're not a brick-and-mortar company, you know what I mean, then you don't need it, you know. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, and then another recommendation is I noticed that you have the LLC on some listings and not on others. So do you prefer to have the LLC displayed or?
Just as far as, like, the actual LLC or, like, where I would just say either HB Development or HB Development LLC?
Correct, yeah.
I would probably just put HB Development.
I agree. Yeah. The reason I agree, it's kind of cute. Sometimes people are like, I have an LLC or I have an incorporation and I have to have it displayed. And that's great if that's a preference. But I always tell them, look, when somebody finds you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned if you're local and credible and you can get the job done, whether than you have an LLC or an incorporation or not, you know? But,
yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
I said, it is a preference. Some people, if they insist on it, will put it there. But I like to keep it more simple, you know? And then as far as securing the position for you, Eric, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Probably a debit card.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the business name or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. Any middle name or initial or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay. And I spelled it right, correct? It's L-E-L-W-I-G?
It's actually H-E-L-W-I-G.
Oh, why did I? Okay, I'm so happy I read. What, is that German?
Yes, it is. But,
I thought so.
I mean, yeah.
What, is it like from, like many generations back, like there's...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the reality. I mean, it is German, but at the same time, like, we haven't had anybody living in Germany in a long time, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, my dad is from Berlin, Germany, but he's been over here more than, you know, 40 years. He still has the strong German accent, but, you know, he's by all means considered an American now, but, you know, he originally is from Germany, so.
Yeah.
But I've never been either. He tried to invite me over there a couple times, and just because of conflicting schedules, you know, didn't have time. But now, is the South Bel Air Way, is that also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
That's the billing address.
Perfect. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. See, I don't think you might have had the email address wrong, because I never even actually saw that.
I did. I had an L in there instead of the H, but let me confirm, because I fixed it now. Is it eric.helwig@outlook.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to resend that terms and conditions email to you just so that you have it. That's automatically going to go out also once I process the payment. So you'll get it twice, but, you know, it's always better to be safe than sorry. So I'll send that to you. It's going to say local splash your initial invoice, and then once you get it, there will be a little link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms, and then I'll walk you through it so that you can, you know, make sure that you're grandfathered into this pricing and that it never goes up, okay? And then, I'm sorry, did you say it was a Visa or MasterCard or?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay, and then the card number?
Is 4788.
Okay.
2196.
Got it.
0965. Mm-hmm. 1514.
Okay, expiration?
Is May 2026.
And the code?
This is 734.
734. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Eric, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is it added form of protection for you. And then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and that's where they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, you know, linking your website and getting you set up. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
HB Development.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
I'm sorry. I'm reading it. What was the question?
Please state your name and title with the company.
Okay. Eric Helwig and manager.
Thank you. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 17th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So now the client interview for tomorrow, it's going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best for you, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Probably afternoon.
Okay, so I have, let's see here. I have a 12, a 2, or a 3 for tomorrow.
Let's do the 2 o'clock.
2, okay. So what I'm doing right now, Eric, is I'm blocking out an entire hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, you opened up that link already that I sent you, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so there's 3 little boxes that you have to check. One that shows that it's a reoccurring charge. One shows that you're authorized on the account. The third one shows that you receive text messages, okay? Once you click all 3 of those boxes and you plug your name in and hit confirm signature, if it takes you to a page that asks you for a username and password, that's a good sign. That means that the e-signature went through, okay? Now, as far as the username and password goes, you don't have to worry about that right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just making sure that the pricing gets locked in, okay?
All right. So I did that. So I should be good, I think.
Perfect. Okay. And it says it's asking you for the username and password, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then ignore that first email that you'll get that says action needed pictures for Google verification because you already have that verified. Just refer to the second email that I'm sending you. And then other than that, you are all good to go for tomorrow. So my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions, you can always call me directly. But if you call that same toll-free number for Local Splash and let's say you had an update or a billing question or something like that, you could also hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for you. I'm so glad that it worked out, Eric. I know that you're going to have a very profitable run with this. So, yeah, welcome aboard. And then unless you have any further questions, you are all good to go until tomorrow.
All right. I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you as well. I appreciate you, too. Have a great evening, too, okay?
You, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.